It's just a public service announcement.
Apocalyptic scenes playing.
Allow me to breathe. Use my
back Indie Dub podcast. I'm your boy Indie Dub podcast. I'm your boy Indie Dub podcast. I'm your boy Drew Mac.
This is not for the easily triggered.
Hi, yo. Welcome back to MB Dub Podcast. I'm your boy, Drew Mac. I'm here with the one, the only, Dean, Ozzy, Richards.
It's literally the one and only, too.
Yeah. The one and only, man.
Yeah, it's us tonight, man.
We can get our shout out stuff, though. It's not like five niggas on the pod and shit. So, like, you know, let me shout out Brazil. All you Brazilian teams in the DM that's been DMing Dean, you know.
No.
What's up?
That's nobody. We're not going to do that.
We're not going nowhere.
Nah, ain't nobody been DMing me, bro. I've been on my personal page chilling, you know. Anniversary things.
Oh, yeah. I saw them pics, bro. Them shits came out clean. I saw them pics today, yo. Where y'all went again?
Nah, we went to, I don't even know how you say it. That rooftop spot?
What was that? They had the
Yeah, they had the...
Damn, that's how you know money.
Chill, bro. You know you got to splurge a little
stimmy.
Bit.
The stimmy hit, bro.
Yo, you already know it, bro. The stimmy hit, man. So, nah, they were bugging, though, because they, on their website, like, when you go open table to try and book it.
You ain't read the fine print, nigga? You ain't learned from 2019?
Bro, no. There was no fine print, dog. So they were like, you book the thing, right? And then they were like, after you book it, then they hit you with the... So just so you know, if you're coming on Friday or Saturday, it's a $500 minimum to be in that snow globe thingy, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, that makes sense. And especially during COVID.
Yeah, bro. They were like, yeah, it's a $500 minimum. But then I realized that, I mean, I guess they were saying, like, you could have up to six people in there. So I guess after everybody put together and, you know, buy whatever they're buying, it would have added up. But it's only me and Mo. So they put that afterwards, though. Like, you booked it, and then afterwards you see there's a minimum. So I was like, nah.
That's why you was bringing out the Cristal and the $200 bottle of water.
You know what I'm saying? Now we switched the date to Sunday because it was less. I think it was like $250 just for the two of us to be there. So normally, you know, when you go to a restaurant,
that's wealth.
But I'm saying normally, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you're trying to like look at the menu, like, all right, let me see what I can get over here without going too ham, bro. We were literally going on the menu, like, all right, let me see what we could order to bring this tab up to $250.
Yo. It'd be like that, though. It'd be like, that's wealth, bro. That's wealth, man. You know?
No.
2021.
Came through.
Got to do it for the anniversary and shit. That's what's up, man. You know?
It's our last anniversary before Mans is married and ting. So, you know, we had to go out with a bang. Literally.
You can't be like the rest of us out here, you know? In the streets.
Rest of y'all.
Yeah, you can't be like the rest of us out here in the streets.
Who in the streets?
Yo, put the beep in the thing. Like, you know, the dial tone. Put the dial tone right here, bro. Drop the dial tone. Drop right here. Nah, man. The streets is crazy. I realize, like, now that, you know, the vaccine is being circulated, it's crazy out here. And it's like everybody taking off. Like, people don't give a damn. It's like an 80 degree for one day, and everybody like, oh, I'm invincible. Yeah, let me go out and start wilding. But
the summer to be crazy, man.
Filthy, bro. It's you don't have to say filthy. Crazy. It's be filthy, bro.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
I'm not coming home, bro. Y'all.
Yeah,
good
it's here, gonna man. Be filthy, bro. I think people been cooped up in the house so long, and now there's actually three different vaccines circulating.
Three different vaccines. One different, no, three different vaccines.
Go ahead, Russ.
Nah, yo, it's crazy out here, bro. I realize, you know, just being in DC right now, it's like Jersey, people from Jersey are the only ones really getting in quarantine and getting COVID. Like everybody else who came from different states ain't even getting it. Like they're not even like, I just think it's something in our water or something, but
it's a different strain up here. It has to be.
I believe that. I believe that. Scientifically, I believe that now. It's just different. Like we're getting the shit that nobody else is getting. Because people in Miami, they've been abandoned the mask. Atlanta never wore it. Like
yeah, when you get out of Jersey, COVID don't really exist. It does. Everybody is doing their own thing. You got people in different states. They opened up the states saying, yo, we over this mask shit. It's different, man. I don't know what we got up here, man.
It's crazy, yo. I feel you know who I feel sorry for though. I feel sorry for like the single guys and like the girls who are single. But you know, we've been in COVID for like a year or more, right?
The dating scene right now is
bro.
It's tragic right now. It's looking peak. I'm glad I'm out the streets, man. I'm glad my jersey's up in the rafters.
Yeah,
been up in the
Raptors,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to edit that shit.
been up in the Raptors. I'm not in these trees, so it's peak for y'all. Well, you're not in these trees.
Don't try to edit that shit, bro. Nah. Yo, I'm just saying, like, it's just peak for, like, peep game. There's women out there that was, like, in a 28, 27, you know, maybe teetering on 30. That the COVID took a year and a half, and it's COVID's not even done. So COVID killing their game right now, because first they got to go through the dating thing, and then they got to go through the engagement and find out all this shit before. So now
before 30,
because you know girls, man, you know girls. Oh, I'm trying to that get age, before
that,
30.
That 8:30, exactly. Come around, that shit started to look crazy.
So now you got these women in their 30s, like 32, 33, You're 28, but you're really 33. Like, let's just put the years on it already. Like, it's done. Like, COVID done took your shit. So
basically.
So now you a single man out here, and you like in your 20s, like a brother like me, not saying me, behave yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you supposed to do? Like,
redact. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I got to redact that one. So I guess my question is really for y'all fellas out there, would y'all, you know, and for you, I guess, you know, hypothetically, obviously,
pod is going to be a hypothetical pod. Cause
nah, for
I'm
you,
not, in,
not the
I'm
whole
not,
thing, not the whole
for,
thing.
Well, for me, thing. For me, for
not
me, cause
thing
I'm not,
enough, not the whole not, thing enough.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. this segment, this segment will be a hypothetical, you know, segment for me. Cause yeah. This doesn't apply, all right? But if, you know what I'm saying? If I was in these streets, what were you saying?
Yeah, like if What's you was the in these streets, if you were single and you were 20 years old, like or not even 20, if you're in your 20s as a young man and you see a 30-year-old queen out there, you know, done been past 40, she's not even 15 pounds past her prime. She's still kind of in her prime, you know. She's still out there. She's on the market. Would you date someone like a woman that's, you know, 31, 32, 33? If you're near like your mid or late 20s. Are you going in the 30s? Are you seeking the one?
Me personally, I mean, it depends on a few things, because you already know like that mindset that she's going to have. Like, depends on where we at. Like, if I've already tested the waters previously.
Hold on. You need to test the waters, dog. Test Fiara waters?
Nah, not her waters. If I already, you know, been in these streets, been on a few dates, dated a few women, and have some experience, and now depending on what I'm looking for at that point in life, then it depends. If our goals align, then I could see myself dating somebody in the 30s. But you already know, like, if you're going to sign up for that, everything is kind of on a straight and narrow path now with her. Like, it's a, especially if she has the goals, you already know those year 30 goals. I gotta be married. I gotta have kids. I gotta have a career. I gotta have a house, car, all this shit by 30. Mm-hmm. Now, if that was the mindset, especially now with COVID, done took 2.5, 2 years from her.
Five.
Now.
Go ahead.
Now she looking to play catch up. You know what I'm saying? So she 32, looking at the next cutoff period for women is usually 35. Because after 35, you know, by that point, they start to become like high risk when it comes to kids and shit like that. So they're looking at that age and they're like, oh shit, I need to be married and have 3 kids by 35 and I'm only 32. So shit, how are we going to let this happen? So if you're not into the mindset of, yo, shit's going to be in a fast lane right now.
Right.
Then you might as well just kick back and find something younger where you have that time to build something. Because I feel like it's going to be harder to really connect with somebody if you're rushing everything. You know what I'm saying? Certain shit you can't rush. And you're not going to have time to even get to even know each other before you have to get to do all these life-changing events. Like, getting a house is big. Having a kid is huge.
That's what I'm saying. Married is huge. 5 years, bro. Like, if you're 28 and you out there, you might as well... You 33, bro. If you 28 and you dating, you're 33 in the streets, bro. Just add this shit, bro. Like, no one thinks about shit like that. It's like, oh, I'm 28. Nah. I'm still in my 20s. Okay.
So you're 28.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but I'm a dude.
Would you?
All right, so first, but wait, before we pivot to this, before I even answer on any levels, one time I heard this crazy saying once, or like maybe it was some shit I saw on Instagram, I can't remember. So it was years ago. It was like, always be wary and be cautious of a woman who is 30 or older and just moved into a new city and she's single. Like, always be cautious of a woman like that. I don't know why I saw that. Let me tell you. And the logic behind it was this.
Break it down for me, bro.
So by 30, obviously we just said, you know, women want kids, the marriage, and then obviously the kids come, whatever. They want all these things that you know, all women, you know, on a general basis, not all of them. So most of them, right? If by 30 the person don't have that and them not to even have like a significant other and they move cities, it's like, it's a red flag, because if for someone who wants that, someone who, from a man point of view, you want that family, because at that point it could be one, she could be super job oriented and not focused on that shit and don't even care about that shit right now. Two, it could be some shit where she got in a relationship before and it was a bad breakup and she moved. Three, she's just a hoe and she's trying to run away from some shit. So it's just too. It's like when a dude moves and he's 30, it's like the world's like, all right, you know, it could be the same reason. Man could be a hoe, all this stuff, but like it's not really looked at that because, again, that biological clock, you know, society clock is for men is different. But to answer, to circle back on your question, me as 28, would I date a woman in her 30s? Yeah. When you say 30, when you say 30, bro.
Okay, R. Kelly. She's 33, right?
So
let me
see. Yeah, you gotta set the stage.
Let me try to frame this chick for you. So she's 33, she got a job, she got a good career. Okay. And she got her own place, not a house, but she got her own place. And hardworking black woman, you know, Christian.
Okay. Going to church. Okay, praise the Lord. All right. Okay.
But yeah, she ain't got no man. She looking, but she ain't got no dude. She's only had one guy in her life.
They were in like that 9-year relationship that didn't work.
High school.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. That's usually what happens.
And now she's 33, going 34. Mm. Well, 33 going 40. You already know. And
I'm good. I'm gonna stop you right there. Like that nine year that,
and she run into she had happy hour one day and run into a fine brother like yourself.
First of all, I don't frequent happy hours anymore. I found God, and so has the young sister.
Hypothetical.
All right, so now what I would say is, like, it just goes back to the whole story, right? For one, if she got, like, I know this is like maybe hypothetically, so if she was in like a 9 year relationship and she's looking for a man now, like, why didn't this shit before work? Like, I need Carfax. But that aside, I mean,
Carfax, you need bad facts. And anyway,
that too. Nah, shoots, the Carfax might tell more than the Vag. I'm just saying. Look, man, girls be living in their cars. I don't know.
Yo, what did I see a post where they were like, yo, if you something down the lines, like, you pull up in your girl's car and you see the seat, the passenger seat way back. Something about them asking about, yo, which nigga was in your car?
Facts, bro. If the shit is clean and the seat is back, nah, bro.
Yo, ladies, you gotta do better with your cars. Anyway.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, that we gotta put that one in there. Nah, but 33, all them stuff going for her. I mean, where I'm at in my life, yeah. I mean, I guess. So she'll be like, what, 38 in reality? Because
you already know, she got 2 years.
We have 2 years. We have 2 feet. We have 2 years to breed it.
Hold up. Married, I'm breeding. Married, because, like I said, she a Christian woman, bro. She ain't into that child out of wedlock
yet. Yeah, so, I mean, if that's the situation, I mean, she would have to come with certain assurances about her life. And she'd have to be a certain part or at a certain avenue in her life where we'd get to marriage faster. It can't be no, because I've seen this situation before, man. And there's a reason why she's unmarried at 33. Let's be honest. I've seen this situation before. I've dated women who were, you know, 30 and above before. And it was just like, okay, you should have your shit together. And there's just that one flaw. And I'm like, okay, I see why your ass is single. So, I mean, and I end up being the more mature person in the relationship, which is crazy. Or in the dating. It wasn't a relationship. So
now you got those women who, you know,
I don't got those women, bro. Yeah, but there are
there's this woman out there.
I love my baby.
There's these women out there, right, who go through like their younger years being in a relationship, and then whether or not they're with the same guy or not, like, by the time they, you know, hit the 30s and they're married, they've been with that one guy. They built a life with that one guy. And then they hit the 30s, high 30s, had their kids or whatever, and now they're trying to test the waters in the streets, trying to see what the streets is about.
Yeah, but why would...
What you feel about that?
Nah, like, the viewers like, and I want to know... For sure, like, I want to know how much mileage on that badge. I want to know all this shit. Nah, because when you really think about it, it's like, so you're asking me from a 20-year-old perspective. Is that the same shit?
Yeah.
Why would I get involved with a woman like that? Like, why would I date a woman like that?
You know, some men aren't.
The only reason I would date a woman like that is, and I really encourage this. If you're in your 20s, I encourage this. I encourage to date women like that. To learn for the experience of it. Because that's actually I've had some great conversations with like women that are older than me, and it kind of gets you as a young man to get your shit right too, in a way. So I wouldn't knock it from that point of view, but to actually with the intent to create a future, what the fuck am I doing, bro? The ovary's gone already and shit. I'm good, bro.
they dried up,
bro. Nah, man, but even on that same path, you know, there's a big difference between 30-year-old Vag and 20-year-old Vag, bro. Like, I'm just saying, there's a big difference. Like, hypothetically, I know.
Speak on it, bro. This is safe space. Yeah.
Nah, bro.
This is safe space.
Nah.
What's the difference between 20-year-old and 30-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds cliche, but it's really that experience. Intimacy-wise, it's that experience, and it makes a big difference because they know what they want and what doesn't work for them. Like, a lot of these, there's a lot of, bruh, okay, hypothetically.
I mean, but the world nowadays ain't how it used to be, man. There's more, it's more information out there. I'm going to put it like that.
So there's more information out there, but at the same time, like, there's still that immaturity that comes with certain things that you can't build when you're in a nutshell and in a very nice way. I'm trying to say some of these 20-year-olds are hoes.
Yo, man's like Kali to be on a topic like this because you know he's gonna talk about the refurbished box, bro.
but sometimes the refurbished
you picking the refurbished box
over the
brand new shiny.
I mean, it's not ideal. No, I'm not. But I'm saying if we want to, there's some pros to the refurbished box.
Are we talking about the VAD, like the box specifically? Or are we just talking about the woman overall?
Oh, nah.
In that intimate space.
Okay, so we could talk about both. Because the woman overall in that intimate space, obviously the 30-year-old or the, you know, in the 30s. And then you're talking about VAD-wise.
I don't know, really? Man. I don't know, bro.
Really? So you're into that eating ass shit?
Like me? No. Listen, bro.
You know those
because nah, bro. Nah. I feel like that. That's gonna be a thing for both classes of women, bro. Because hear what I'm saying.
I don't know.
The older, the refurbs, yeah. Right? The refurbs. Yeah. You know when you go to Best Buy and they got the refurbs. Yeah. All right, so the refurbs, mm-hmm. Right? Like you said, their experience. You know what right. I'm saying? They know what they want. You know what I'm right. saying? So, you probably, like, you're going to have to do a lot more to satisfy somebody like that, in my opinion.
Okay.
So I'm saying, like, would them be more experienced? You need to come up with me something new.
I don't think so. I don't think this guy. No, I'm not coming up with you, master.
But that's the hot.
Nah, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's nah. So what I'm saying, like,
they're gonna want to know, but nah, bro, they're gonna want to know what are you bringing, Mr. Young Guy? You're supposed to be, you know, that's what the new wave is. I want to see what it's about.
Yes, yes, and no.
You think these old I think the old ones, you're gonna have to come with more in the arsenal because they know what they want, they know what gets them off, sure, but it's gonna come to a point where, like, young buck. Step up to the plate. Show me what the new
See, you're talking about is plate. About.
I'm tired of these.
Nah. Nope.
I'm tired of these old heads, right? She's tired of old heads. So she's the same thing you're looking for her. You're looking for experience from her. She's looking for what the new shit is about.
The new shit. You. Plate. You know I'm good.
So if it comes out of that, bro, you're going to have to, you know, get your knife or your fork.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Nah.
Yeah,
nah.
Bro. I'll go with the... When you say 20, how old?
All right, R. Kelly. We over this, man.
All right, man. Listen, if you out there listening, let us know. Young single males, are you going with a woman in her 30s? 30-year-old woman, are you going with the young buck? You like your yeah, you know, we gonna leave it like that. We gonna leave it there.
Yeah, bro. Leave it alone, bro. You know these young folks move different, bro. You saw the DMs.
Man, yo, I can't compete with that, bro.
Can't compete with that,
nah,
bro.
Nah, man. Speaking about not competing and DMs and being in the DMs in the secret. last week, the female society came crumbling down. 2021 took another one, and it didn't even take COVID to happen. The champion, the hero for the female species, Mr.
Female champions here.
Mr. Derek Jackson.
The X-Men, aka the X,
Mr. X, Professor X, Derek Jackson. I can't believe that man Jamaican. Anyways,
Nah, bro. I'm not claiming. He's not Jamaican. No, he's not Jamaican,
he
bro.
Cayman. He's from the Cayman. Caymanese.
I know what he is.
He's Bahamian, dog. Send him to the Bahamas, yo. We not claiming him. Nah, man. So it was revealed that Mr. Derek Jackson, life coach, relationship coach, for years, was actually unfaithful for many years now with his wife. Against his wife with a couple mistress. Since the news broke last week, there's a couple, maybe three, I think, that women that came out and said they've been having relationships with him.
And a few in hiding who don't want to blow his shit.
That is true.
That feel scared about the implications. Well, that felt scared. I don't know how they are today's date since all this shit is blowing up, but previously they felt scared about coming out with the information.
I also heard there's a potential forced abortion in there too. Like
that's what I was talking about.
So it all came crashing down, you know, for the female species last week. I was alerted to it by a Abba and Preach video that I shared in the group, and that shit just caught wildfire after. Like every day these bands was after Mr. Derek Jackson, including Charlamagne. You know, Donkey of the Day, and these are people that he came at. Like he actually called out for being unfaithful for years, and you know, it's in the Bible. You know, your own words will condemn you in the end. So you know, it is.
What scripture is that? I need it.
I gotta find it.
That one is.
I gotta find it.
That one is. Woo! Oh, this felt chill.
I believe it was Jesus who said that to the Pharisees. I got it.
That sounds kind of weird, but say it again.
Your own words will condemn you in the end. But
preach.
Yeah, man. Mr. Derek Jackson, I mean, you know, I ain't gonna lie. At one point, I was pretty close to saying, I wish I was like you. So many women in the past have made me feel like I wasn't shit because I wasn't as faithful as you. Not really. I'm a faithful black man, unlike him. But Brother Dane, you've experienced some trauma in the past. We've all experienced some trauma in the past where, you know, this man was kind of like one of the promoters of it. Oh, if you don't love her and you're going to cheat on her, why don't you just leave her? Leave her for someone who deserves her. Wow, we had to sit and watch this man last week grip his wife's soul through the hands.
He was squeezing the shit out of the hands.
All right, Dave, what you got, man?
All right, so I'm going to start this off, right? I'm going to start this off by saying I don't take issue with most of what he was preaching, right? I don't take issue with what he was saying and the message itself. I don't have an issue with the message, with most of the message. I don't have an issue with the message. That's why they always say, yo, when you go to church, right? You go to the church to listen to the word of God. Don't try to dissect the pastor's life and what he might be going through.
Imam the sister and the back of the
church. Yeah. You can't dissect that. But if man step up there and said, yo, listen, God told him to say ABC, go there for that. Now, so in this case, I'm going to take the same approach. I'm going to separate the message from the message.
So wait, before you start, are you about to talk to these females? Or are you about to, what are you about to do?
No. I'm just talking, bro. Whoever catches it, catches it.
All right.
So, so my issue, my main issue with this whole thing that I broke down is the man himself, right? Because the character that he created in these females' minds, females who have literally told me, like, brought this motherfucker's name up in conversation. You know disgusting. What I'm saying? Held me to whatever stature, whatever principle specifically outlawed by this brother. You know what I'm saying? So of course, that's why I'm it kind of hit me different, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, this was the woman's champ, you know what I'm saying? I have been held up to the standards that not only that he preached, but people have been, you know, I mean, there's countless women out there who's saying, yo, they want a man like him, yeah. A black man, like, built, and he's a faithful black man. They didn't even know this guy from nowhere, but he was a faithful black man. And you know what I'm saying? This brother was so, he absolved himself from being somebody who could make a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was this perfect man. And you know, all you have to do is, you just got to say what the women want to hear, bro. Some of it was pandering to women, like, straight up, I'm going to just say what you want to hear. Some of it was, all right, bro, I get it. It's facts. Like, cool. But
is that your problem? Is that, like, your problem? I said, you think he went out of his way sometimes to, like, just pander?
Yes. And because he did that, that's what created this fairy tale guy for women. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then now you're coming up as a young dude trying to get out in the
streets. This world, nah, you was about to say that. Go ahead.
In the street world.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, Dane Rick.
You trying to get out. Okay,
Dane Rick Richards.
Nah.
With an X at the end.
Nah, but you come up in this world, you're trying to get out there, you're trying to start dating, and it's like, the bar is already set for you, my G. You can't even go in there and say, all right, yo, you know what? All right, I'm my own person. Accept me for who I am and let's build this shit together. No, you're already living up to a standard, not just set by the woman because of what she likes and what she dislikes or her standards or what she sees herself dating, but a standard that she set that is influenced strictly, solely by what came out of this man's mouth. You know what I'm saying? This is my issue. That's my main issue with him. And that's why I said it couldn't have happened to anybody else, a more perfect person than him. Because he portrayed himself as this guy that was so perfect. He's been called perfect. You know what I'm saying? So to find out that now, like what most of, like Charlemagne, like I said, man, I wish we could just drop the entire Donkey of the Day Charlemagne clip right into this episode, because everything that Charlemagne put out that he said about this brother,
right,
is the exact thing that I was thinking in my head. You know what I'm saying? So if it could not happen to a more perfect person than him, because like Charlemagne put out there too and said, the best person that can give Derek advice about the situation that he's going through right now is himself. Yeah. Just find an old video. You ain't even got to go far. Just find any old video and slap it on.
That's exactly what Abba and Preach did. Like, they kind of chop up all the stuff that he was saying with his wife, exactly. and then just play his old video.
And just play an old video.
His own words is condemning him. His own words. I mean, I was familiar with his videos in the past before all this shit happened.
Everybody has,
I didn't really
bro.
Take like much no to it. I felt it was, like I said, it was all pandering to women. So when I saw that shit, I just kind of faded it. I didn't really pay attention to it. But yeah, I mean, look, man, I think, you know, just going, you know, just off what I saw before, because I don't like judging it after, you know, like, oh, like it's easy to judge him now that he's on the floor. But like before, like the shit that he was saying was, yeah, I thought he was kind of attacking men, you know, like for no reason. Like certain things, it's like certain things are left unsaid. Like you didn't have to say that. Like it's so true. Obvious. Like, yeah, we know.
And that's when it became pandering to women, because it doesn't have to be said. But yo, let me say it, because you know what? There's one woman out there that's gonna want to hear.
Yeah,
this.
Like. Honestly, how we know this man didn't just came from Peace and Shorty, his side piece, and jumped in the car.
Well, he did.
Jumped in the car.
Well, he did. He did. You saw the video that album.
Yeah.
One of the videos, my man was outside the side thing house. The man out to do in the car with the house in the background making a video. Cheating. I don't even remember about cheating. What?
That's narcissism to the max, bro. And y'all girls, I'm sorry. Nah, I'm sorry. I know what.
Yeah,
y'all
gonna have to hold this.
And by the way, I'm gonna continue what I've always said. Criticism for Derek Jackson cannot come from women. It can't.
Nope.
I'm sorry. It gotta come from men. It can't come from y'all. It can't come from y'all, because y'all was championing him against everyone else. So y'all gonna have to sit there with him in the corner and take all them hits.
Bro, you know when you just got, all right, like for example, I'm not saying you dated, but I'm just saying you might have. You know, you just get into a relationship with a chick, like, and she was dating before you. She had an ex-boyfriend before you. You know what I'm saying? And they broke up, and now you got her. This your girl now. And you're just being, everything you do is being compared to, oh, well, he used to do this, he used to do that. You're getting treated, like, for example, she don't trust you when you stayed out late because her ex-man, when he stayed out late, he cheated on her. You know what I'm saying? So all of a sudden, you're just getting hit with the same shit.
All right, man.
When y'all around, oh, why you always on your phone? Why you can't put your phone down or whatever? Like, because why you always hiding your phone? Why I can't have your password to your phone? Because guess what? The ex-man never gave the password, and he always hugged up on his phone and putting his phone on airplane mode whenever they're around, because he was, you know, he had other girls in the DMs and shit. So again, like, you're just being, you're competing. It's like you got her, but you're still competing with the ex dude, because the ex dude done fucked up. He messed her whole life up, messed her whole mind up, broke her whole trust about her trusting men. And you got to eat that, because now you have to try to change her whole outlook on men.
But right? That's crazy though.
Now, but hold on. I'm just explaining that as a situation itself, right? Now imagine that, starting talking to a girl, and what you're competing against is not a guy that she was with, bro.
It's a nigga that she don't even know. She's just on the outside looking in, like, oh yeah, that nigga, like.
Now imagine the audacity to find out that, yo, my G, you are competing against the idea of a man. Not even a real person. You're competing not even against her own standards, but this fairy tale that is created, that this guy was the champ for it.
So there's multiple, like, compartments and levels to what you just said, right? So just that idea of competing with a man, you know, the idea of a man. I think every guy in the world competes with the idea of a man when you get in a relationship with a woman. Because every woman, and vice versa too, because everyone has that image that they want the person to deal with, right?
But that's not what I said, though. It's like the idea of the man wasn't the one I'm talking about. The situation that I found myself in was the idea of the dude that I'm competing with was not somebody who I would say she came up with those standards herself. You know what I'm saying? You know why I know that? Because every single time something came up, an argument came up, or something that that I did wrong, or a discussion that came up, this nigga's name came up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a tough situation, man. I've been in a similar situation, like with like I dated a woman who literally was cheated on by her ex, and like we spoke about it, you know, before we started dating, whatever. But then, like, it's like shorty could not get over that shit, and that shit was annoying to me.
Exactly.
But the messed up. But the thing exactly. is, you live, you learn. That was like when you're younger. Now it's like I would never put myself in that situation, because now I'm like, yo, shorty got to get over that shit before.
Right.
She even before we can even talk. Yeah, so that's course. Like that's
she
like
gotta,
a red.
She got to heal.
Yeah,
she
that's a
heal.
Red flag. Like. You're not going to use me to heal, bro. No, you have to heal.
Right.
Because nothing I'm going to do is going to heal what you're going through, because it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with you and whoever it was. And then that person left. So now it's just got to do with you. So, yeah, that situation is crazy, because, like, yeah, you can't compete. You can't compete because shorty don't even know who man's is, bro. Mans could be out here dogging the world.
I can't compete with that, bro.
You over here, you leave your shirt at someplace wrong. Oh, Derrick Jackson would never leave his shirt on the sitting on the chair.
Damn.
I'm like, wait, what? Nigga, what?
Fab. That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, nah.
And that's been my issue. And that's been my that's why, like, the minute this shit came out, I was so like, yo, thank God. Like, not that I want to see nobody's downfall, but bro, him? Nah, I ain't got no remorse for him.
What I can say is, man, I have remorse for every human being.
Nah, I got
no. I really hope that, you know, whatever.
Because then, no. You know why? You know why I don't have no remorse for him?
I have empathy, man. That's all. That's between him and who? That's between him and himself. That's between him and himself.
Nah, I ain't got it.
But I did like how he tried to plug his book.
Every single second
at the end.
That's what I'm trying to say. No. No, bro. Every single second this man get, that book comes up. All right. When he came on the live with the apology to open up and talk about it with his squeezing the shit out of his wife's hand, he brought up the book. Right? Then when he came back on the live again.
Didn't he do a video to criticize the video he did?
Bro, hold on. We didn't even get to that one yet. He came on a live to talk about the backlash and everything that happened since he came on squeezing the shit out of her hand, right? He came on the live about that. The book was on the table. The book is in the background. He's talking about the book and the reason why he wrote the book and the book, right? And then somebody wrote in the comments that you was about to say. Somebody wrote in the comments, like, it would be really funny if to see a Derrick Jackson reaction to this Derrick Jackson video. And this idiot really got up and thought, okay, yeah, smart idea. Let me do it. But you know why it was a smart idea? Because it was another opportunity to promote that damn book.
Yeah. Hey, man.
So that's why I can't feel no empathy. I have no pity for him. I hope the whole shit that he built comes crumbling down and he just disappears and go buy a business.
Yeah.
I never want to hear the name Derrick Jackson again, even though there are women. There's still one. You know why he's going to be remain relevant? There will always be one woman who wants to hear the shit that he's
like
saying.
That woman who bailed out R. Kelly.
Right. Just, like, it doesn't matter.
It's always one. It's always one idiot out there. Bro. It's 8 billion people in the world. Bro.
It's just one. But like I said, it depends on what you go to him for. If you go to him for the message and hear what he's saying or whatever, I mean, cool. Some of the shit he's saying, I agree with. I can't say I agree with nothing he was saying.
No. Not one thing.
No,
not one thing that man was saying I agree with. Not one.
No, I can't say I disagree
like what?
With a video. Him. No, I'm saying. Like him saying he got no, he about cheating, like people shouldn't cheat or whatever. I don't have no issue with saying don't cheat, but the person that is coming from kind of muddies the water. You know what I'm saying?
I got a problem, like, with people with someone telling someone they can't cheat, bro. Like, unless you're in that relationship with that person, you can't tell that person they can't cheat, bro. I also have a problem with people snitching on other people who are cheating. Because, like, unless you're in a relationship, you can't tell the person they can't cheat. Because you don't know what that person, like, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
That's a combo for another
day, bro.
Yo, the funny thing is, we can do a whole pod, literally hours, just about cheating. But, again, convo for another day. We already about to, we catch him. I mean, this kind of good pod.
I mean, look, man. Ladies, y'all heard the verdict from us. Let us know in the comments and on our page at MBDub Podcast on Instagram. Make sure y'all
do you still believe in Derek with the X in his last name? The damn X-Men.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't even get to touch on them Netflix niggas, but you know what?
I believe that because that one is a whole different energy.
Yeah, that's a whole different energy.
Shout out to man like Rob, you know. Hey, if you haven't seen through her eyes,
behind her eyes, yeah, go watch that.
Watch that with your girl. Don't watch that shit with yourself, my G.
Yeah, you gay if you watch that shit alone, bro. Did you? No, wait, you watched it alone.